There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
When I first started thinking about this particular episode, I was going to start it with something like, oh no, something awful's happened. But honestly, I'm not sure if it has. Well, the thing has happened, I'm sure about that, but I'm not sure if it's awful. You see, I might have sort of accidentally slightly turned 39A a bit. But before you all go deleting me from your phone and blocking me on the socials, hold the fuck up and hear me out. I'm the fuck up. Please hold me and hear me out. I've only hit that certain age physically. Mentally, I ricochet between grumpy old man and horny teenager, or sometimes horny old man and grumpy teenager. It's like a pinball in a time machine. But that's been the case since I was in my 20s. I'm just more aware of it now, I think. I've become very attuned to my inner golden girl. Sometimes I want to go out and seduce men. Other times I want to stay at home and eat a cheesecake. Occasionally, just for fun, I picture Sicily, 1922. Anyway, it's very strange being the same age as old people. Like, when I think about my parents and their friends when I was a child, they were all old, wrinkly, grown-up, boring people with careers and kids and mortgages. They didn't even have a favourite dinosaur. And yet, somehow, they were also younger than I am now. Terrifying. Speaking of the Golden Girls, actually, I found out the other day Sarah Jessica Parker was older when she did the Sex and the City reboot than Betty White was when they recorded the Golden Girls. I don't know what to do with that information, but I'm sharing it with you, so now it can just sit in both our brains. It's probably an indicator that attitudes to age have changed a bit since I was so... Oh, fuck me. I very nearly said, since I was young. That is some Werther's original flavoured thinking right there. Fuck that noise. But like, am I hanging on to my youth a bit too much? Should I be wearing slacks and sensible shoes? Should I be wearing them pulled really high up above my waist? The slacks, I mean, not the shoes, that'd be silly. I generally wear skinny jeans and trainers. To be honest, they're not that skinny. They just look skinny on me because I've got enormous rugby thighs. But I wear those because that's what I've always worn. So when I say I wear skinny jeans and trainers, I should probably say I still wear skinny jeans and trainers. Am I going to be the modern equivalent of that one teacher at school who wore flares and big collars in the 90s because it was cool when he was young in the 60s? Basically, should I just put my glasses on a chain, stick a tissue up my cardigan sleeve and get it over with? I don't even hate being called daddy like I used to. I have recently been nobbing a whippersnapper, and them calling me daddy while I'm giving them a good disappointing doesn't make me squirm anymore. Although, to be honest, that might just be because I'm pleased to be involved. Like a Labrador on a five-a-side football pitch. No idea what's going on, but very happy to be there, getting some exercise and making a few new friends. Of course, it doesn't help being non-binary and being called daddy because it's a bit problematic, a bit confusing, but it's better than someone shouting, fuck me parent, or oh yes guardian, just like that. Recently, after an intimate moment with the whippersnapper, they turned to me and said, oh, it was so sexy when you were growling in my ear, and I had to pretend that I meant it as a kind of animal sexy growl and not just the noise I made when I was trying to get up. The other dad thing that I've realised I've been doing for a while now is when I buy stuff, I keep the box, like undo the tape, flatten it down carefully and store it, just in case. Entirely pointless behaviour, this, that left me with a massive pile of carefully stored cardboard, I was worried that this was the start of some hoarding behaviour, but recently I moved house. And as if I was a very large and weird cat, I suddenly appreciated the box a lot more than the contents. The size 11 thigh-high boots I bought for a drag outfit 10 years ago fell apart 20 minutes after I put them on. The box they came in, pristine. A tower PC I built for myself in 2007, long gone. The box the bits arrived in, heard the call, and has served me well. Years of, oh, it's a good box that, I'll hang on to it, it'll come in useful one day, entirely vindicated. I thought I was going a bit strange until that point, but I showed me. Anyway, turning double 20. Yeah. Hitting is a milestone, and it can get a bit big in your head if you're not careful. You start to worry that you're not going to look as good as you did, or it's the long, slow decline into a crumbling body and misery and despair as you die. And, you know, I know there's more to me than my body. And my worth is not connected to my looks or to the amount of fat I have or how buff I am or how big my biceps are, but still, I don't want it to go away. I'm hoping to do a Clooney and just age gracefully and get better as I get older, like a fine wine or a particularly stinky cheese. I'm aiming for suave silver fox kind of territory. I might start wearing a cravat. I'd have to find out what a cravat is first. I went to a state school, so like a tie, but not, is pretty much all I know. And there's probably more to it than that. I imagine doing a Clooney also involves some subtle but very expensive plastic surgery, which is out of the question. I'll just get a mate of mine to grab some folds and a stapler and do his best. It is surprising and very flattering, the number of younger queers who are into older people nowadays. There are 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are flirting with me on the apps. It is delightful. I mean, the attention's nice, but I don't go for people who are half my age. That seems a bit creepy. Well, most of the time I don't go for people half my age. Almost never, certainly. Anyway, I suppose I find it strange because when I was their age, even shagging someone 5 years older than me was a bit scandalous. I'm not sure what's changed, but thinking about it, I, as someone who just turned, have a lot more in common with a 20-year-old now than 20-year-old me had with a year-old in 2003. If you get me. I mean, when I was about 20-year-olds were all established and boring and settled and boring and unattractive and boring and boring. They cared about pensions. They knew how mortgage rates worked. Whereas me and current day 20-year-olds are both in huge amounts of debt, riddled with anxiety and depression because the world is so very, very broken, and basically just want to sit around the house eating things that are bad for us and wanking like chimps until we die, which will probably happen when the piles of laundry and Uber Eat wrappers finally collapse and crush us and we die surrounded by all this rubbish in flats that none of us can afford to own. I'm joking, obviously. I can't afford Uber Eats. Anyway, I don't feel like I'm desperately hanging on to the last remnants of my youth, but I think there's probably more to it than just shifting opinions about what's acceptable and what constitutes old nowadays. When I was younger, there was probably quite a lot of fear around HIV as well. The turn of the century was still a pretty scary time for queers to be shagging, especially with someone older than you. I wonder if there's a layer of the stay away from older men lasagna that has to do with the idea that older men equals more likely to have HIV. I mean, information about those kind of things wasn't readily available at the time, and nothing was as out and proud as it is now. The idea of an older man preying on an innocent youth is not new, and certainly there was a lot more shame and hiding away from public life in pubs with no windows, which would only feed these scary stories. This is a long time before the out and proud days that we're used to now. Remember, when I was 20, MySpace and FacePartie were still a thing, and you got on the internet by ringing it up from a landline and making your computer scream at it for a minute or two. Or maybe we were just really superficial and closed-minded twats when we were 20. Maybe it's all of those things. The point of this wandering drivel, and yes, there is a point, fuck you, is to say that while I might not be super chuffed about getting older, it's better than the alternative. And maybe that's enough of a handhold to grab onto when I start to worry that I'm getting grey and wrinkly and sagging. We're all gonna die one day. Nothing lasts forever. Everything falls apart eventually. That's just a universal truth. The inevitability of it is freeing. If you look at it in the right way, it can actually be quite empowering. Metaphorically, the bombs have already dropped. The Titanic has already hit the iceberg. None of us are getting out of this alive. But that doesn't mean you have to lie down and give in. I found it helps if I see my continued existence as a victory. Sooner or later, I will lose. That's certain. We know that. I am going to die one day. But for now, my being alive is a solid win. Everything else is gravy. I've mentioned before that I used to be a massive hippie, so if you're having trouble getting your head around this, let's start the day with a little meditation. As soon as you wake up, get out of bed, sit or stand comfortably, take a few deep breaths, and really center yourself on being present in the moment. Feel your heart beating and your chest rising and falling with each breath. And then say to yourself, here and now, I am alive. The universe has seen fit to allow me to live another day. And I intend to make that everyone's problem. Suck it, entropy. You'll get me eventually, but not today, motherfucker.
That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
If you'd like to help me celebrate my continued existence, the best way would be to join the Probably True Patreon. By doing that and pledging as much or as little support as you like per episode, you're helping me to keep making these silly, sexy, filthy little stories. Patreon.com/probablytrue. You only get charged when I make a new episode, so if I go 6 months without putting anything new out, like I just did, you don't pay a penny. And you can change or cancel your support whenever you need to, so if you end up having financial difficulties of your own, you don't need to worry about committing to anything with me. And I know times is hard, so if you can't afford to part with your hard-earned cash right now, believe me, I know how that feels, then please just share an episode or two with your friends, your loved ones, some random WhatsApp groups that you were added 2 years ago and have forgot all about, and anyone else who might find value, even if all that happens is they get a giggle out of a knob joke. Knob jokes for everyone.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.